Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yep. Welcome back. Hope your weekend was awesome. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, Eddie, our video producer, you have two kids, a 9-year-old, a 3-year-old. When did they go back to school?
In a couple of weeks.
So are you doing the school shopping?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, here we go again.
No, I mean,
Dad of the year.
He doesn't change diapers. He doesn't do laundry.
It's not on my calendar. I think my wife is a stay-at-home mom. So when I'm at work, she usually goes and does stuff like this. Sometimes when I'm not at work, I could be like, all right, I'll go to Walmart with you or whatever, or Target, and I'll go shopping with you. But rarely,
how often does that happen?
Not very often at all.
So you don't do any back-to-school shopping for the kids?
Mm-mm. I mean, if I'm like at the grocery store and I see a cute little lunchbox or something, I'll text my wife, do the kids have lunchboxes yet? Because it's pretty cool. But other than that, no.
Oh, so.
Are the kids in third grade? Okay, cool.
How old is Junior? I'm kidding. No, I'm being honest with you. Like, I just, that's not on my list to do. I work on the yard. I work. I bring the money home. I sometimes wash dishes.
How often?
Probably once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does she feel about that? The whole scenario. Hey, listen.
We've talked about this.
I'm not judging your relationship. I just wonder how the dynamic works. Is she resentful at all?
No.
Do you have a fun job?
No. She doesn't think I have a fun job. She
should.
Yeah, but she just doesn't like. I go to work and she's like, that's what you do and this is what I do. And then when I get home, we're family. Like, that's it.
Even when you're a family, though, does she keep doing what she does and you just chill?
Sometimes, like, yeah. If I go home
her
and take a nap,
24/7.
Yeah.
Oh, she has a tough job for sure.
Yeah. I love
like, she
it.
Works,
Eddie
she works. She works nonstop.
Yeah.
What do you guys want from me?
Another thing, I was just asking if generally you guys are buying stuff for your kids, not just her or you.
No, she does.
Not on his radar.
Maybe shopping.
Has she done it yet? Any school shop? Back to school shop?
Not that I've seen.
Not that you know of. Okay, we have our answer here. But they're back in a couple weeks.
Couple of weeks.
Are you even sure?
That's in the calendar.
That's in the calendar.
August 7th, I believe. Let me double check that.
Yes. Yes.
August 7th. Back to school.
Are you happy about that?
Of course.
Yeah. Go back home, take a nap.
I get to go home, hang out with my wife for a few hours before the kids get back home. Yeah.
There you go. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
You see the woman, she was eating at Denny's. A bunch of firefighters were in, and they were eating after there was a fire. And their bill was like $400. And so she picked it up.
Oh, wow.
Paid the tab, paid the tip, and was like, I don't want to be known. And the firefighters took a picture of it and put it online, and they were like, hey, whoever this was, thank you.
Welcome.
Like, dear anonymous $400. Person, that's so cool.
25 yeah. firefighters have been eating. And then after that, some other firefighters come in, and she was leaving, and she was like, here's some money to buy all their desserts, because she didn't stay for the rest
of
the ticket.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Like, she didn't have to do that. I don't care how rich you are. You don't have to do that.
Nope.
I don't even know that she was rich. Like, I'm just saying, even if that's your thing, well, that was... I know rich people don't do crap for people. Probably why they're rich.
Yeah.
They keep all their own money. Anyway, I see you, that anonymous person. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Arizona. There's a search and rescue operation going on after the intense flash flooding, and people are missing. A flash flood watch is still in effect for part of the state, so be careful out there. In recall news, hot dogs have been recalled. They may have pieces of bone in them. The brand name is Sabret. Take them back for a full refund. And finally, in sports, congrats to record-setting Roger Federer on winning his 8th Wimbledon. That's awesome. Congrats.
Bones.
I wasn't going to do it last night, but I stayed up and watched a Game of Thrones. And I didn't know immediately that it was the Ed Sheeran episode. All of a sudden, they're riding through the woods, and there's Ed. Here he is last night on Game of Thrones.
For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are warm.
They're all sitting in a circle, and one of the characters riding on the horse through.
For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman.
And the singing was good, but man, not a good actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, kind of odd.
No.
And not that you would expect it. I just would have shut him up after the singing part.
Yeah, why not just have him sing?
But he was on last night. You know, I was watching the Jimi Hendrix movie, and the guy from Outkast, Andre 3000, played Jimi Hendrix. Mm. It came out a year and a half ago, but I just watched it. Terrible actor.
Oh, really? The
movie was really good, but terrible actor.
You think they get halfway through and they're like, shoot.
Maybe. I saw where Will Smith is cast as the genie in Aladdin.
Yeah.
For the live action. I don't know how I feel about these live action Disney cartoons.
Well, it's a thing. I mean, they're all doing it, so. Or they're happening for all the movies, so.
Yeah, so Disney announced live action Aladdin. Naomi Scott is Princess Jasmine. Will Smith, the role of the genie. Did you know that Robin Williams, because he was the genie in the cartoon,
mm-hmm.
that he locked down all of his voice stuff. They can't use any of that. Any of the extra outtakes and for like 20 more years.
Oh. Wow. You can do that?
So upon his death, yeah, you can do anything in a contract.
Oh.
You just have to think of it.
Yeah.
They thought of that.
Forward thinking.
Mm-hmm. So they announced Aladdin. I know that Mike D saw Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, said it was like one of the best superhero movies ever seen.
Really?
I'm lost. There are like 11 Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
I know.
They should just all get together and make a group of Spider-Men and like take just win all crime.
Spiders.
Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Yes, back at it. It's Monday, but we're still bringing you the positivity. Here's the positivity. It's Monday and you're still alive and kicking. Most people aren't saying that. You know why? Because they're not alive or kicking. Most people that exist aren't even around anymore. How about that?
Wow.
That's deep. Huh?
That's right. You're around. All right, time to tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Go for it, Amy. Give me that good news.
So there was a really big storm that went down at a camp where some Boy Scouts and their families were supposed to go camping. I mean, trees fell down. There was all kinds of damage. Nobody was hurt, thankfully. But volunteers from around the area, they all gathered together and cleaned up the camp, cleaned up all the debris so that the Boy Scouts and the families could still go camping and it didn't cost any money.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Old Rand and Jackie are from New Jersey. They're grandparents of three. Their daughter was diagnosed with lupus, so they volunteered to take the kids in. And, you know, they don't have enough money. They're on retirement. Hit the lottery for $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah, no big deal.
That's fun.
NBD.
How about this? Here's police, and they're ticketing children for doing the right thing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So they're not pulling cars over, but if they see a kid in a bicycle helmet, they'll go and stop them and be like, hey, I got you a free ice cream ticket. And they're giving them things like ice cream tickets, drink tickets. Here's one, they gave them a pie certificate to go to the pie shop.
That's cool.
Like they're seeing kids do the right things. If you see a kid pick up litter, one of them went and gave them a pie certificate. So I like that. Police officers thinking outside the box to make the community better. And they do that a lot. And that stuff doesn't get talked about enough. So shout out to our men in blue out there. If your parents are overweight, will you be overweight as well? Aim?
No, I don't think that you have to be, no.
Yeah, more times than not, if your parents are overweight, you'll start to hit it too. Oh. And it's genetics. Oh. Genetics play a huge role in body shape and fat distribution, and you can fight it. Let me ask you this question. Do you look at your husband or wife's parents and go, well, that's where it's going to end up? I mean, honestly.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I'm all good. My husband's parents are pretty fit.
That's not what I'm asking. Oh. Do you look and go, that's where it's going to end up?
I just don't know that I believe that because I have so many friends that look nothing like their moms, like when it comes
yet.
To shape. Yeah. Okay.
Yet.
Is that what y'all do? Y'all do. Y'all look at the moms.
Yeah, we do.
Y'all
are you want us to lie?
Yeah. No, I don't want you to.
Of course, we all do.
Of course.
Yes, we
do. You do.
You have to.
Okay.
Have to.
So all of you must be attracted to your significant other's moms.
No.
Because you gave it the old go.
First of all, they're married. I'm not.
Yeah, weird.
But that's...
No, it's just a gauge, Jamie. Like, you just gauge
we're all attracted.
So you're cool. You're cool with that. I mean, you have to be cool
I
with it.
I think nutrition is a little better now. I think they have to beat genetics.
But yes, for a guy to say that they don't look at the mom of the girl they're dating would be an outright lie.
Okay.
And I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, this is Mr. Negative, Mr. But it's the truth.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
So we do. We do.
We do.
We do. So
peanut gallery.
My mother-in-law looks great, so we're good.
See, you are attracted to her.
No.
That doesn't mean
great.
You're attracted to her.
Amy, you look great. I'm not attracted to you.
Oh, dang. Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsea Ballerini is taking a break from Twitter because she's fed up with people posting hateful things on her timeline.
Okay, she always takes a break from Twitter, mm-hmm. and that's fine, but it shouldn't be news the ninth time you take a trip from Twitter. And also, people are just mean online. If you're on Twitter, you have to realize that a lot of people are just going to say snarky things all the time. Just don't hit that at button. That's what I do sometimes. I'm like, I don't feel like dealing with it.
Just avoid.
I just don't hit the reply button sometimes if I know that people are irritated or angry or irritable. But I get it. Sometimes just get off of it and make you feel better.
Yeah. Well, Aaron Carter was arrested on Saturday night for DUI and possession of other things. He says that he was unfairly targeted because he's a celebrity.
Okay, celebrity. He's Nick Carter's little brother, and he has a new song that's kind of put him back on the map. But he has a humongous neck tattoo, and that alone should target you.
Yeah, did you see his mugshot?
Listen, you have a big neck tattoo, you're probably up to trouble.
Yeah, I think he got pulled over probably because he got a DUI. But the crazy thing is, just 5 days before, he told the paparazzi, quote, "You won't catch me getting any DUIs."
Yeah, famous last words.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tennessee. A 41-year-old woman went to Walmart because she needed some snacks. It was around 4 a.m. Gets her stuff. Goes out to her car. Won't start. She's like, how am I going to get the mile and a half home? Went back in Walmart and took one of the electric carts and drove it the mile and a half home.
Oh, no. Wait, so her car broke down.
Like, yeah, she went back out of Walmart. It wouldn't start. She's like, man, I got to get home. So she put her groceries in the electric cart and zzzz.
Wow. How many groceries do you have? Because, listen, a mile and a half, it's a long walk.
Yeah.
But that's walkable.
Yeah.
It's a long walk, but it's not 5 miles.
No.
If your car's broken down, you can walk that.
But was she borrowing it? Can you borrow?
No, you can't drive an electric scooter.
People borrow carts, and then
they're not
return.
Supposed to, though. You're not supposed to take the carts off the premise.
Yeah, you can't do that.
There she is. I wonder if that's enough battery to go a mile and a half.
I don't know.
Wow. Well, she said she was going to return it, but she just needed to go home to find someone to jump her car.
Yeah.
Did they arrest her?
Yeah.
They did.
For stealing.
They're okay.
Wow. Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
The AC guys were at Lunchbox's house for 6 hours, worked hard, cleaned it up, and he was like, should I tip? I'll go first. You shouldn't have to tip. That's not a place where you should tip. But you absolutely can. Nobody's going to say, hey, no. And if they do, that's okay. There have been places before where they say, I can't accept tips. And I'm like, I'd really love for you to take it, but if you can't, I get it. It never hurts to offer. So I don't think that's a profession, though, where they have a tip line. If there's a tip line, my hobby is tipping. Like back in my dating days, and I'd list all that stuff on those websites, it'd be like,
hobbies.
Oh, yeah. It'd tipping. Be like sports, radio, dogs, tipping. Like those are my hobbies.
Okay.
And so you could have at least offered, but the fact that you didn't is okay. And I'm pro-tip like crazy. But I think you're good in this situation. But just to our listeners, if you have a few extra bucks, it never hurts to offer. Because remember, and listen, I used to clean houses with my grandma. We would go around and clean houses. And when someone offers $5 or so extra, it really changed the day.
Oh, wow.
And if you get three people that gave you $5, that was a whole life changer.
That's true.
So, and I also think if it's a mover, they get tipped.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you.
You can also Google kind of etiquette of it, but my personal etiquette is I like to offer and let them tell me no. But I don't think you did it wrong.
No.
And the fact that you even thought about it shows growth in you, honestly.
Well, after they left, I was worried, are they judging me because I didn't tip? That's what I was worried about.
Oh.
Jessica in Florida.
Yes.
How do you feel about this?
Well, we own an air conditioning company in Florida, and Florida's very hot, and our guys go out every day. They have to install a new air conditioner. I don't know what kind of work they were doing at your house, but it's hot up there. and it's nice to offer them a drink, but the tipping is not mandatory. It is nice to tip them. You know, it definitely brightens their day. That might have bought their lunch for the day, but it's not mandatory to do it, but it is definitely something, if you can, then, you know, it's nice to do it.
You know, another thing that I do, hey, and I appreciate you, Jessica. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate you, Bobby.
So another thing, you, obviously, what I would do so it's not awkward is if someone's in the house working, I will take them waters and say, hey. I don't go, hey, there's something in the fridge. It gets awkward for them.
Yeah.
But I would say, hey, if there's four people, take four bottles of water, go, boom, here's some water if you guys want them. And if they don't, I just put them back in the fridge later. That way it eliminates that awkwardness of them having to go open your refrigerator. So there are a lot of little things you can do for people that do make a big difference. Amy, your thoughts real quick?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think I would tip the air conditioning people, but I do tip like movers and stuff. But it's never bad to tip. But I'm with you on the water, especially if they're hot. Because I've done that before and they're like, you'd be shocked to know how many people don't offer us water and we're sweating like crazy.
And if they want to go number two.
No.
So imagine you're going to Garth Brooks' show. It's already amazing, right? You get up and you hear your song come on. It's Unanswered Prayers. You're like, oh, this is a song I want to propose to. And so you're in the crowd and you get down on your knee and you're proposing to Unanswered Prayers.
Yeah.
And Garth's doing his thing. And he's talking about a, you know, football game back in the day.
Just the other night.
And Garth sees it and stops the show. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Stop. Brings him up on stage. And is like, learns more about him. She said yes. And then he paid for their honeymoon. He's like, I got you covered.
Yeah. To Hawaii, right? Yeah.
Paying for their honeymoon.
Oh.
Crazy.
That's why Garth Brooks is the GOATs.
I know. Yeah.
And now I present to you the question in a game that we call Never Gonna Get It. You call us to 877-77-BOBBY. The thing is, I just don't think you're never going to get it. Here's the question. 55% of Americans have this in their car right now. 55% of Americans have this in their car right now, and they have no idea.
What?
Oh, yeah,
no
twist.
Idea.
There's a twist.
Huh.
Over half of Americans have this in their car right now and have no idea that it's in their car right now.
Wow.
Okay, you're never going to get it. Over half of Americans have this in their car, and they have no idea. Ba-ba-ba! Jennifer, Mississippi, what up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think?
Is it ants?
No, it's not ants. I appreciate you. Appreciate the call. Not right, though. Cassandra in Boston, hello.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What do you have?
I was thinking like an important piece of paperwork. Like a doctor's note or something along those lines.
No, that's not it either. Thank you. Appreciate you. Yo! Not it, though. Let's go over. Chris, you're on the air, buddy.
Hey. Oh, is it mold?
Mold. It's not mold. Not mold. Appreciate you. Yo! Amy, take it away.
Old French fry. You know, one gone rogue.
For
one.
Sure.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure, there's like
everybody
10 of those.
Eats fries in their car at some point, so there's got to be a French fry. Is that it? Yeah! That's it!
That's it.
Yeah! Wow. I'm French. So shocked right now. I don't ever win.
It's a French fry.
Is it really?
You're out of your mind right now. Look at you.
Yes, because it was just such a good random guess.
She punched the table.
She did.
She's
wow.
so happy with it.
It's going to be a good day.
Hey, congratulations on that. Wow.
I'm feeling good. I'd like to thank.
Okay. You didn't win an Oscar. Relax.
Kidding, but I mean.
So I want to run an app by you guys, okay? There's an app that you can buy that does something I never thought an app would do, and I'm wondering if you'd pay $2.99 for it. We could all use it. Some of us don't want to admit we'd have to use it, but there's an app that does something now, and I wonder if you pay the $2.99 for it. That comes up in a second. And congratulations, Amy.
Thanks.
No one's more deserving than you. Wow.
Thank you.
Coming up in probably like the next 8 minutes, our boy Lunchbox, who he likes to live life. He did a lot of things. He did something for the very first time ever in his whole life this weekend. Ever. Mm. You want to know what
it is? I have a guess.
I mean, ever. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you that in about 8 minutes or so. If you leave, you'll miss that. Man, where do I start? I guess my house alarm went off last night at like 10:40. Then I was up till like midnight because I was freaking out. Not because I was trying to fix it. I was freaking out. Here are the stages of my house alarm going off, in case you're wondering. Because I have, like, heavy security at my house. Cameras everywhere. I got, like, Dobermans. And I got, like, people holding the Dobermans. I got pregnant Dobermans ready to have other Dobermans at any time.
Oh, just, yeah. That's a good kind.
Yeah, just, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
So, all of a sudden, I finished watching Game of Thrones. And it was already late for me. Fantastic episode, by the way. And I'm like, okay, I got to fall asleep somehow. And all of a sudden, my house alarm, bow, wow, starts going off. And I'm like, well, it's been a good ride, but now it's time to go. Somebody's coming in again, and they're going to get me. So I'm freaking out. And the first thing I do is fetal position in the bed.
Yeah, that's a good
place to defense
start.
That's the defense.
Smart.
So, I'm like, if they bust in with an axe, I can cover like the parts of my body. And then it won't stop going off. My phone's ringing because it's the company calling me, and I can't remember my code or whatever. Like,
you don't know your safe word? Or,
here's the thing. That's a different thing we do. But here's the thing. I have so many passwords for accounts and code words. I get them confused.
Yeah.
Because I'm so worried about getting hacked.
Uh-huh.
They were like, what's your word? I was like, dancing. Nope. How about lollipop? Nope. How about coffee cup? Nope. So it can be anything.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it. So then I know the cops are coming. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my goodness. So I go down and I like tiptoe down. And I have a gun, but I just know that if someone, it could be anybody, and I'm going to shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very careful with that gun.
Because
if I pull it, it's going to get pulled. Like, I've been attacked too many times.
If you pull it, it's going to get pulled.
If I pull it, it's going to get pulled.
True.
Yeah.
Like, with emphasis on pull. Like, I'm going to shoot.
Not going to be a little pull.
And so my heart's racing. My alarm's going off in my house. Will not shut up. My dog, by the way, never woke up. Does not give a crap. Worst guard dog ever. So I'm walking downstairs. I don't know. There's nobody there. I have cameras all on my phone, too. I can see all the cameras. I'm looking at all of them. Got a gun. Got cameras. You got cops on the way. There's nobody. I don't know what happened. And so I'm freaked out. I get everything calmed down. I convince them that even though I don't know my safe word, that it is me. Because I'm just like, I promise. And they're like, okay. So I go back and lay in my bed, but my heart's like this. The whole time. And I just laid there and stared at the ceiling for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I've just had too many issues like this before where it just resets me back to where I've had my house broken into. Isn't it? And you know what? I don't live in a great neighborhood. And there are break-ins in my neighborhood sometimes.
Yeah.
But man, I'm going to end up shooting somebody. I know it.
What? Why do you say that?
Because I'm not dealing with anybody's crap anymore. I've just been jumped too many times or been my house broken into. I'm not doing it. Somebody comes in, I don't recognize them. It's shoot time.
Okay.
I don't even see it being funny.
Please
like,
have
I,
your glasses on.
I put them on first. Yeah,
thank
it's a good
you.
Point. But yeah, no, I'm yes.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
I'm wondering if you guys would use this app that tells you if you have BO or not.
How does it work? I don't get.
Well,
it.
Well, I'll explain it to you, and it's like $2.99, and it's this Japanese tech company. They've created a device about your body. You put the device behind your ear. It analyzes your bacteria and sweat to determine if that stinks or not, because that is a direct correlation to the other parts of your body.
Really?
It sends the data to your phone, and you go and put on deodorant if you need to.
Okay. Why not just smell?
Because it doesn't always work like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's like your breath. You can't blow into your hand and it'd be like, oh, there you go. So for $2.99, would you buy the BO app? If it worked, Amy.
No.
I would. What does it hurt?
Yeah, of course.
Because I just don't see myself using it. I see myself being like, oh, okay.
There are times where I wonder if I'm like, ooh, do I stink? I wish it was a breath one, too.
Yeah, I would probably do the breath one over the body one.
That's a tough one. Can I do that? No, smells fine to me, but it's not the same.
No,
right.
It's not.
It's actually like garlic or like you can't ever tell if you smell like garlic, but you walk in the room and people are like, did you have garlic?
Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you have BO, does it kind of smell good if it's your BO?
Yes.
No.
I knew a guy who liked the way his BO smelled.
I don't like how it smells so much. Or I'm like, ooh, that smells great. But I'm like, I know I stink, and it doesn't bother me that much because it's mine.
Yeah.
What? No, I'm bothered.
Oh, you are?
By
really?
Yeah.
It's almost like...
Y'all are guys. Y'all are all like...
I guess so.
Maybe it's like, oh, manly.
Nah.
That smells good.
It smells like
I like if Eddie stinks, I hate it.
Yeah.
Well, but for you yourself, though, you're like, that's my man. I've been fucking smell.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Family photos of Thomas Rhett, Lauren, and Willa arrived. Did you see the pictures on Instagram where they're barefoot on the farm?
I saw People Magazine post some pictures of them, like maternity pictures.
Well, BobbyBones.com has them if you want to check them out. They're so cute. And according to Lauren, this is the first time that she and Thomas have taken personal photos since their wedding 5 years ago. And she's like going to give birth any day now.
Yeah, I thought she might actually give birth during the photo shoot.
Yeah.
She's very pregnant.
She's very pregnant and still so super cute. And I love how Thomas, like, you know, just loves her being pregnant. Like, he posted something the
other
day.
You're looking at pictures.
I know. He posted, like, a Insta story.
I know.
He's like, here's my wife. Like,
and I believe it.
8 months pregnant.
This is a bad position to get in, to believe everything we see online. Because, again, we only see perfect world online.
Well, I just like how complimentary he is. He's like, she's 8 months pregnant and still a smoke show. I like that he calls her smoke show. That's cute.
What does that mean, smoke show?
Hot.
Super hot.
Oh, yeah, okay. Super hot. Oh, speaking of just this random side note, did you see Beyonce's pregnancy or baby pictures?
No.
It's her first time she put them up this weekend, her and her baby. Got 10 million likes on Instagram like that. And it's sort of comical.
I'm just not...
I know you're not into it,
but Beyonce.
You need to look at the picture because you'll be like, what?
I just want to reverse course for a second.
Okay.
And say again, whenever you see something on... This is not even about them. Everybody just relax. Because people will go, oh man, this couple, they look so happy. And I'm not really that happy right now, but maybe... Instagram's not real. Oh. Facebook's not real. And when you start to think that you don't live up to what other people are doing, they don't live up to what they're doing. Not about Thomas... Just in general.
Yeah, I'm going to start Insta-storing my fights.
Now, that would get a lot of likes. You want to see 10 million likes? I'll be liking that one. I'll be calling my friends. Hey, heart that. It's just a general, like, don't look at Instagram and judge your life based on others. Because it's hard. Because you're watching the best of Instagram, their life.
Yeah.
That's all. And listen, if I were to put something up, I'd be like, oh, amazing. Sometimes it's amazing. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
I was talking to a couple. I went to dinner with a couple, right? And I was like, I have trouble with relationships. Because I feel like... Relationships are like milk. Eventually, they're going to go bad. Like, that's how I feel about relationships. Sometimes it's dairy. Sometimes it's almond milk. Almond milk lasts a lot longer. And I was like, I don't understand.
Okay, but everything spoils, is your point?
Yeah, yes. And do you just drink it and through the spoil? But I don't know a single relationship that just stays fantastic, and that's not the point of a relationship, apparently.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but that's what I want.
I mean, have you had a friendship that just stays fantastic?
I have one, me and you.
I wouldn't say it's always been fantastic, but I mean, we come out the other side sometimes.
To be fair, I've always been fantastic to you. Maybe you haven't been to me.
Wow. So true.
Okay.
What else you got?
War for the Planet of the Apes made $56.5 million this weekend, which was good enough to knock Spider-Man out of the top spot.
I heard it was fantastic. Those ape movies, I'm not even a Planet of the Apes guy, but that latest round, because there have been three rounds, the 60s versions, the Mark Wahlberg versions, and the new versions, the new ones are so good. And so I knew it would be good just because of the first two. But then Mike D went and watched Spider-Man. Mike D's our phone screener.
Just watched Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man, hands down, my favorite superhero character, so I was really excited about this one and glad they didn't make another origin movie. Oh, I think they finally got Spider-Man right in this one. Tony Stark was good at it, but I want to see like a full-out Spider-Man movie without his help, so I give it an A-.
Does that mean Iron Man was in this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I love Iron Man.
My favorite superhero is Superman. My favorite movie superhero, because of how great the movies have been, is Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Although he talks funny. He's like, I'm Batman. Like, Christian Bale, open your mouth.
No, he's Batman.
Only when he's Batman.
Yeah. Okay, open your mouth. That suit doesn't hold your mouth shut. And then you have him going, I'm a Batman. Then you have Bane going, mm-mm-mm. So it sounds like two people yelling.
That whole movie, you're like,
the whole time you want subtitles. You're like, put some words up there.
Subtitles are awesome anyways, just in general.
I don't like it. I'm trying to watch screen. I don't need to read words.
Oh. I feel like I catch so much more now that I do that on... Like, all my things, all my screens, I've got subtitles. I'm like, this is so amazing.
Except Narcos. I liked it on Narcos.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was speaking Spanish. I know what's going on there.
Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Was your weekend good?
Yeah, it was awesome. My aunt, my cousin came up from Alabama, and it was really good to see them, hung out.
They stayed at your house all the time?
They were just in for the day on Saturday, and we hung out and went around.
Perfect.
No.
Not too much.
No, I love them.
Okay. There are lots of things that I love. I'm just like, just enough.
Just enough. Just so enough. It was really cool. Yeah. Got to show them around my hood.
I was in Austin. I mean, Lindsay didn't go. She was in
Albuquerque. When's the last time you saw Lindsay?
I don't know, like 8 months or so.
I know. I tried to track it on social media. I'm like, when in the world? Because she is like all over the place. I don't know how she does. I mean, I think the same about you, but I don't know. I keep seeing different things about her. And what did her whole album like come out or something?
Because no, so if you can pre-order her album.
Well, yeah, I knew that. Done it
on
check.
iTunes. Oh, you already? I pre-ordered it too, like a goober. Yeah. She has a record called The Project, and it's like the EP plus like a bunch of other songs.
Yeah, but I saw they released.
So what they
tracks.
Did? They were okay, and I usually think track lists are kind of dumb. I'm like, because who cares about the songs?
Okay, it's a track list.
Right.
Got
but
it.
Here's the cool thing that she did. And by the way, if you're new to the show, I have a girlfriend, and she's an artist, and she's really good, and it's a whole thing because other radio stations and other companies don't want her to do good because she's dating me, and it's quite frankly weighing on me. Mm. However, on a positive side, she released all the tracks and all the writers. She wanted everybody who wrote all the songs. So she wrote 9 of the songs, and then she was like, I want to go find other female artists because she's all about this girl power.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kelsea Ballerini wrote a song. Carly Pierce wrote a song, who has every little thing, and Caitlin Smith wrote a song. So she wrote 9 of them, and then she had 3 friends write songs.
Oh, okay.
So
love
it. That's it. But yeah, she wrote. Yeah. So I mean, I thought it was cool. But yeah, on Friday this week, that Champagne song comes out. Like you can download that one.
You make me feel like and if you pre-ordered, it'll just show up.
Yeah. Yeah, you can pre-order it now. It's called The Project if you want. But people love this song.
I love this
song. More than I thought they would. I thought it would be an odd song.
No, it's so good.
Don't you dare take your hand off the small of my back. When we walk into a crowd, I love it when you do that. Keep telling me I'm beautiful, even though this room is full of VIPs. Like that crystal chandelier ain't got nothing on me. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck. For the paparazzi got me like I'm dropping the mic. So naturally, David, just call me Aretha. For real, you make me feel like I'm the champagne. I can open my own door, but I like
anyway, that's called it. Champagne, and that'll be out Friday if you want to. Whatever.
Any other songs?
What do you mean? I already got in trouble playing that song.
I don't know. Just any others?
What?
That you got?
What do you mean?
To share with us.
No.
And the smile on my back.
What?
She has one song that sounds like almost like a Rage Against the Machine song because she's just like a guitar. Eddie,
this
I played
is
it
a
for
very
you.
Diverse,
let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Oh, like, no. Like, I don't know collection. Any musical person like her.
Yeah.
And which sucks is why people are holding her back because of me. Because of me. She has a song called, I don't know if I can play it though.
I know, but just remember when
taste.
You played Champagne, you weren't supposed to.
I know. Here. This is called Wildfire. And it's just a rock and roll song, man. She plays all the guitars.
If I could do it all again, I wouldn't change a single thing. That's a break.
I probably shouldn't play any more than that.
Okay.
Because I can just get my...
Oh, just a little bit? Like, I mean, you cut it off right before we could hear any of the words.
I'll probably just let them do that.
That's fine. If you should stop, stop.
I just get crushed. Yeah. I mean, I can play some maybe guitar at the end. So it's just her trashing the guitar. I sat in for that session and played that one.
Look at her, Pearl Jam. Yeah. Awesome.
It's hard.
I love it.
And it was like, hey, don't put that. She was like, no, I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm going to play rock stuff, and I'm going to do blues stuff. So good for her. I hope it's great. One day I'll see her again, and I'll be like, hey, you're doing good.
Wait, what?
Then,
one day, maybe.
What are you talking about?
Hey, thumbs up, girlfriend. You're doing good. Way to go.
There's in the middle. We live. It's.
But isn't that like, that's sort of your jam?
What's that?
When it comes to people.
What's my jam?
Just don't really have to see them that much.
Exactly. It's perfect.
I see you all the time.
Well, because I get paid to be here.
Oh,
wow.
Dang.
Wow.
That hurt.
Wait, what? I didn't mean it that way.
You want to do your most evil laugh? You want to try it? That's who's got the most evil laugh.
Okay.
Diabolical, if you're a villain. What's your most evil laugh?
I'm a villain?
Laugh? I mean, just, okay. What's your most evil, diabolical laugh? Ready? Amy, you're up. In 3, 2, 1. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, are you choking?
Someone help her.
Something in your lungs?
call the emergency.
I don't know how to do it.
Okay. Rum pum pum pum. Sounds like singing a Christmas song. Oh, dum da da da. Okay.
I tried.
Diabolical laugh. Eddie, we're going over to you.
Come on, ready?
Yep. 3, 2, 1. That's pretty good. 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 Like right now, I'm like, is he evil for
Do
real?
Do I sound sick though?
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
Amy.
This.
Amy sounds like a 90-year-old smoker doing a Christmas song.
I do. Yeah. I'll work on that.
Right.
Shoot.
You're just not diabolical. It doesn't come to you.
Why do you feel like you have to have a smoker's
Why do you
cough?
Have to make it gross?
Y'all, that is just the way I am.
Lunchbox, diabolical laugh.
So mean laugh, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like if you're a villain in a superhero movie.
Oh, yeah. I've always pictured myself as a villain in a superhero movie.
Yeah.
And I would laugh like this.
It sounds like his normal laugh.
No, yeah, yeah, dude. Do a character.
Okay, okay. All right, here we go.
I was gonna say, it doesn't sound evil, really.
It's the same
but
thing.
Sounds like him after his bonehead.
I have no room to talk. Okay, what's yours,
all right, Bones,
Bobby?
What you got?
I don't know that I'm good at it, but I'd be like.
I will eat you!
Okay, thank you.
Okay, oh, okay, yeah, you're
That's
good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I pulled a rib.
You and Eddie tie.
Whoa, yeah. Where am I in this? So I won?
Oh, okay, where am I in this?
Oh, you didn't even register.
I don't mind saying Eddie's was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, well, Eddie's good at voices and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you're, I will eat you, that got me. That's
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Is I that hit him what with, we have to do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's all part of the character. Oh, you want another shot? Okay, good.
Am I getting better? I feel like I'm getting better. I will eat you.
No, you can't use the same line.
You have another line.
Stop, Amy. Stop with the coughing. Why? Why is every villain that they have the croup?
Oh no, man, that's even worse.
She's the first villain to ever need a constant flow of Robitussin.
I'll punch you.
I need.
That's it.
In the face.
I think I hurt something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, being diabolical, like, hurts your insides.
Yeah, it's not easy being a villain.
Mm. All right, everybody at once?
No.
Oh, together?
Oh, that'd
yes.
be so no. fun.
Yeah, group
so
villain.
Fun.
The two people who are terrible at it want to continue.
Exactly. Amy!
All right. Amy and Lunchbox's mics go down.
Okay, well, we'll stop.
No, your mic's down. No. How's your throat? You clear?
Fine. Yeah.
Did you get that mucus out of it?
I don't have any mucus.
You need some Mucinex? It'd be like, oh, the supervillain needs some Mucinex. Can you stop by the Walgreens to pick her up a little?
Let me get some Mucinex first, and then I'll eat you.
Whole game.
All right. Well, yeah. That was a fun little experiment.
The Morning Corny.
How did Benjamin Franklin feel when he discovered electricity?
How did Benjamin Franklin feel when he discovered electricity?
He was shocked!
That was the Morning Corny!
Yeah. That was
was good.
I mean, solid-ish. Of my opinion, number five. Happy birthday, Luke Bryan. 41 years old today. By the way, I don't think you would care. He texted me on Friday. Hilarious. You know, he has this bit where he came on and was talking about he uses Irish Spring, right?
Yeah.
And now Bobby sniffs Luke Bryan's armpit.
You have no deodorant on right now.
Never. You can
bring it over here. I'll tell you the truth.
What?
Come
yeah.
on, bring it over here.
What?
There is no deodorant.
Give me one more whiff of that.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Guys, I got to tell you, it's pretty clean. Like, what? It's straight up. And inside of that segment, he's like, sometimes I use Irish Spring, sometimes I use nothing. They sent him like 14 cases of Irish Spring, and he texted a picture of it and sent it to me.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's cool.
Not like a little package, like boxes and cases of Irish Spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's funny. Number five, Luke Bryan, happy birthday.
You got your hand.
I don't want this night to end. Number five.
In my truck. You got the radio on. You're singing every song.
Number four.
Do I turn you
do
on
I?
At all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy?
Number three, country girl.
Shake it for me. Shake it for me, girl.
This song talks to me.
Why?
I just felt like I'm a country girl and need to shake it sometimes.
Okay.
Number two. Ooh, this is a controversial one. I'll come back to number two. Number two is controversial. But number one is drink a beer.
So I'm going to sit right here.
I thought this was Song of the Year.
On the edge of this.
And you know, Chris Stapleton wrote it.
I do know that.
Yeah.
Watch the sunset.
That's my favorite Luke Bryan song, in my opinion. I love that song. And the number two song, I'm going to go back.
Huh.
Controversial. And I'm going to say, you're going to be like, you're stupid.
What? No.
Yeah.
We might.
You might. I'm going to tell you right after this. Hold on. The controversial Luke Bryan song. All right, let's build the suspense.
Yeah.
We always bring in this guy to play the drums whenever something big's going on. So we did our taxes, and Lunchbox said, hey, I got, what was your exact amount?
It was 900.
No,
9,000.
Yeah. Sorry. Like 364 or 264, right in there.
So pretty close to $10,000.
Pretty close to $10,000.
A tax return.
Yeah.
Okay, so he wouldn't tell us what he was going to buy. And apparently, they've hid the title of this for me because I didn't want to hear it before I went on. What's this listed as, Ray, as a clip to play for Lunchbox? Okay, here we go. Here's what lunch. Do you need to set it up?
Let's just say I went to a store and I was like, man, I need this. So this is what I got.
This TV is beautiful, right? And I see that price.
That's not a beautiful price, is it?
No, that's not. It's okay, but it's not beautiful. Is that the best price you can give me? Like, can we knock off like 200?
Since it's on sale, that's the best price I can give you.
Because my friend Dave Ramsey always says everything's negotiable, you know? So I'm like...
It is. I will agree that, but Dave, at the same time, Dave Ramsey doesn't say everything that's on sale is negotiable.
So if it's on sale, it's not negotiable?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you went in for a TV.
I went in for a TV.
Big one, apparently.
The last time I got a TV was 2006. I camped out in front of Circuit City for Black Friday sale, and I hadn't upgraded in 11 years, so I went for a big TV.
Are we price matching somebody, or?
No, it's just, I mean, we just really like it, you know what I mean? It's just a little high, and I was wanting to bundle, you know, with the sound bar and everything, and I just know that... Dave Ramsey tells me that it's everything's negotiable. Everything's negotiable.
Well, when they're
I mean, I know it. I know
something over there would be negotiable.
I mean, just because it's on the wall doesn't mean it's not negotiable. It still can be negotiable.
Find some other retailer that has it for a cheaper price, you can price match it.
But you can't do anything lower. I mean, because you're still making a lot of money on that sucker.
There's nothing I can do lower than that. No.
So what did you do?
I bought it. Oh. I was buying it no matter what. I was just trying to save some money. I mean, I don't want to give my money away. I earned that tax return. So I wanted to keep as much of it as possible, but I didn't get any money off. But guess what? I bought that TV.
Was it close to your whole return?
No. Oh. It was a third of it.
If you're going to say a third, you can just say how much it costs.
Because
we know what the final number is. So it seems like it's around $3,000.
Yeah, with the surround sound, the sound bar thing, and I mean the DVD player. I got a DVD player. Yeah, I mean, boom! I got me. You want to know how big a TV I got? You want to know how big a TV Daddy got?
Don't say Daddy to us.
Daddy, how big a TV?
No,
Daddy got a 65-inch TV!
Dang.
I mean, this thing is massive. It is like big as my wall. It is amazing. 65 inches of pure joy and heaven right there in my living room. I am so pumped. Best money spent. This tax return, what a great year. 2017 is really shaping up, folks. Woo! I have not upgraded in 11 years, and it feels so good to upgrade. You don't understand the technology difference in a 2006 TV and the 2017 one until you put them side by side. You're like, man.
You have them side by side in your house?
I did, just for a minute, just to check the big difference. It's huge. It's amazing.
So Daddy has 65-incher now.
Daddy has a 65-incher now. Woo!
Wow.
All I do is win, no matter.
Wow.
That's a lot of money for a TV.
Yeah.
TV. Will you take a picture of it and bring it to
me? Oh, I'll bring you a picture.
What?
Thank you. It's Luke Bryan's birthday today. In honor of it, we've put our favorite moments from him on the show at BobbyBones.com. If you guys want to... Oh, I forgot to my controversial Luke Bryan song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, one of my favorites of all time. Run, Run, Rudolph from Luke Bryan. I love it. It's one of the best Christmas country songs ever.
It's actually really good.
It's really good. What?
Why?
You're stupid.
Why?
Cause
listen to
this
it.
Is
really
your number
good.
Two.
Yeah,
you're stupid.
Of all the Christmas, I love Christmas songs like this.
Well, what would you pick, Lunchbox?
Of my favorite Luke Bryan song, nailed this.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Come on,
it's great.
Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind.
Like he kills a Christmas song. It's wonderful.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town.
You don't like that?
I mean, it's fine, but it's not his number two of all time.
Come on, get your Bobby Bones on.
I told you don't back talk. I'm just kidding. I know we're on the air. Okay, I'm going to give you the option here.
So now let's hear your strong opinion on something dumb.
This came to me from our producer Morgan's Twitter. She brushes her teeth and uses hot water to brush her teeth under her toothbrush.
Oh, no.
And people were just fired up about hot water on a toothbrush. So your strong opinion about something dumb, hot water or cold water when you brush your teeth, Amy?
Cold water all the way. Your mouth is warm, and I don't want to put warm water in it to clean it. It feels better and more refreshing cold, right?
See, I'm not such a refresher. I like hot water because it kills bacteria. I actually use hot water to brush my teeth.
What?
Yeah.
I have never heard of such a thing.
And not only that, I always wash my hands and then I brush my teeth, so I just keep the hot water running. I don't want to like switch it out. It takes
too long. That's environmentally friendly.
I'm a hot water guy. I'm also a wipe when I pee guy, though, and that's also weird. Mm.
What do you want?
You mean dab? Dab.
That's beyond weird.
Dab.
That's so
you dab.
Weird.
You don't wipe
the front.
Dab.
Yo.
Why is this weird? He talks about it all the time.
It's just weird that he wipes the front.
You're supposed to.
My husband was mad at me for teaching my son to do that.
Yeah, you should.
No, he untaught him.
No, don't teach him
unteach
that.
Unteach that for sure.
He did.
Don't stop.
No, he's already untaught him.
No, stop that. It's disgusting. You guys are disgusting.
I'm not disgusting. I want it to be that way.
Lunchbox, hot water or cold water to brush your teeth?
Cold water. Hot water is disgusting. Like, I mean, it just, ugh.
There's no way you're going to get a fresh feeling in your mouth unless you use cold water.
Thank you.
All right, 3-1. Cold water is the leader, but I'm right.
You're so wrong and weird.
You know, it's just a strong opinion.
Yeah.
About something stupid. Yeah.
That was a strong opinion on something dumb.
On our website, Garth Brooks offered to pay for a couple's honeymoon after a proposal in the concert. I want you to go see that. And also, I got to talk about this. Coming up, somebody very prominent tweeted me about the Raging Idiots Chick-fil-A song. And when I saw it, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Did you see this?
No.
Don't look.
Okay.
Don't look, don't look.
Shoot, I was about to go look.
Because the Raging Idiots have a new song called Chick-fil-A on Sunday, right? Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so
it's for you. Recorded live.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful.
That's all I'm going to give you right now, but somebody really big tweeted about the song. And I was like, you got, Eddie, did you see it?
Oh, I saw it. I was like, it's pretty amazing.
I was like, you got to be shipping me.
That's exactly what I
like,
said,
put
too.
Put me in a ship and right. Send me away because yes. I can't believe it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, where'd you get trapped? And I asked that because there's a guy, he's working on an ATM, the thing shuts on him, and he's trapped inside the ATM. And so people will come up, and he passes out through the receipt hole notes. They're like, help me!
Yeah, how help crazy. Me! You're trying to get cash, and then you're like, what?
And
there's
they're
a human in here.
Screaming at people. So where have you been trapped? Hey, Timmy! What's happening, buddy?
Sir. No, what's going on?
Tell me where you were trapped.
Well, I was working on my car. I was like 18, and it was like 12 years ago. And I was working on my car, and I had it jacked up. And where I had it jacked up, it was real soft. And the jack fell, and the car come down and pinned me under the car.
Oh.
And my cousin, and I couldn't. I was in the dirt. It wasn't a concrete or asphalt, but I couldn't get my shoulders around to like dig out from under myself so I could get out because my shoulders were pinned back. But my cousin came by, and she jacked the car up, and I was able to get out from under it. And it was about 2 hours.
Dude, you're lucky you're not dead.
Yeah.
Wow. Timmy, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever dream about that? Because that's a traumatic experience.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Woo, man. As Jerry Clower used to say, woo-wee. Never mind. You don't know Jerry Clower? You guys need to get with the old times. Yeah.
Who?
Hey, Jerry appreciate Clower. You. You guys don't know who Jerry Clower
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I don't either.
Let me tell you about my grandma and I, right? We used to listen to records all the time. I'd tell you what kind of music she made me listen to. And I was listening to country music before I knew what current country music was. Meaning I didn't know current country music when I was a kid. It was Conway Twitty, I told you, Andy Griffith Gospel Records, anybody from Arkansas, like Johnny Cash, because from Arkansas. We listened to Jerry Clower comedy records, and he's probably one of my earlier influences in comedy. And Jerry Clower was a real Southern comedian, old guy. We're like,
man, why didn't you just call him the mouth of the Mississippi? I don't know.
Oh, you just Google it. Jerry Clower would be like, woo! Jerry Clower says, he said, Let me tell you a Jerry Clower joke I remember from being a kid listening on a record player.
Okay.
Jerry Clower said, this big storm was coming. And a guy was in the house. And the cops come by and he said, there's a big storm coming. And the guy said, nah. He said, the Lord is going to take care of me. And they said, okay, we're just letting you know there's a big storm, big flood coming. It started to rain. The flood water started to rise. They came back. They said, sir, you need to get out of your house. You need to evacuate. We're here to help you. The man said, no. He said, the Lord is coming for me. He's taking care of me. They said, okay. Waters were up. The guy was up in the upstairs part of his bedroom. They came back again in little boats. Like, sir, we got to get you out of here. And he's like, no. The Lord will take care of me. He said, okay. Flood. It continues to flood. The guy's on top of his house. He's on top of the fireplace holding on. Barely holding on. And they're back and their helicopter's like, sir, you need to get in the helicopter. He said, get in, we're going to save you. And he goes, no! The Lord is going to take care of me. Well, the guy drowned. The flood got him. He drowned.
Yeah.
Went up to heaven. And he said, Lord, why don't you take care of me? And the Lord said, I sent you 2 boats, a helicopter, and like 8 people. I took care of you. Woo-wee!
Yeah.
That was the mouth of the Mississippi.
That's Jerry Clower, man.
Oh, man. I like him.
Wow.
That's what he's listening to all the time. And we, whatever. People that know, like Ray Stevens, Jerry Clower.
Yeah.
People don't even know what Arkansas is about.
I saw Ray Stevens the other day driving around the street.
Yeah.
In like a Suburban.
Was he driving?
Yeah, he was driving.
Really?
Yeah.
He's getting pretty frail. I saw him, and I'm a huge beard, fan. Though. And I was like, and it was so much, I was like, Mr. Stevens, I'm such a fan. Like, geeking out a little bit. But he's, I mean, man, people get old.
Yeah, we do.
That's what happens.
Or they do.
I'm still Peter Panning it a little bit. I'll be honest with you. I'm 37 years old, and I wear clothes like 15-year-olds.
You do. Uh-huh. As long as you stay young in the head, you're good.
I think not exactly true. Eventually, I got to make that jump.
I think it helps, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, listen, I sidebarred onto the. And anybody knows who Jerry Clower is right now is really feeling a bond with me. Because that didn't get talked about on country radio much because, you know, all these posers.
Yeah, but, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. That's why I'm perfect for this job. I say it all the time. Because I'm very progressive. I love new country music. Mm-hmm. But I have so much respect for what got us here.
Yeah.
Like Reach. Jerry Clower and stuff.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know. You don't even know what it's like.
The mouth of the Mississippi.
You don't even know what it's like. You guys don't even know what it's
jokes
like.
Jokes from record players and stuff.
That's my comedy influences.
Like, woo-wee. Yeah.
George Carlin.
The Lord.
He will save me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that, I mean, joke before,
because I've
like
told
tons.
It to you.
No, I've heard
tons.
It even not.
No, you have told it to you 100 times.
So you're telling me I've never heard that from anybody else?
No, just me or Jerry Clower. Okay. It's only him and then me who repeats it.
Okay, got it.
We were talking about people getting trapped places before I went on this whole tangent.
Well, I mean, it fits. He was trapped on his roof.
Once at work, I got trapped in the storage closet where all the prizes are.
Yeah, you did.
For 2 hours. I went in and the door shut and I was like, I couldn't get out, and the doors were really thick wood and I was banging. Nobody could hear me.
It's the back of the building.
And luckily I get to work hours early. And then finally when everybody else showed up, they were like, where's Bobby? And I was like, help me! And finally someone was like, what's that noise? It was me.
Stuck in the equipment closet.
Yeah, I was stuck in there with like all the free CDs and koozies. And it was like prize galore. All right. Well,
I was trapped in an elevator once. But.
Hold on a minute. Hey, Ray, move that song down. I spent too long on Jerry Clower, and I want to take some of these calls and talk to you guys.
But it was worth it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Amy?
It's a good one.
Where were you trapped?
In an elevator.
Yeah?
When I was coming to work once. But I got out. I wasn't, like, trapped forever. No one had to rescue me. But I did have to press the button, and, like, it calls someone.
Oh,
remember?
That's
I brought
a thing.
In audio.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like calling 911, even if you need it. It still feels weird.
Yeah, because you're in the elevator, and then they're like, hello? And I was on my way to work, and it was so early in the morning. I feel like it had been transferred to someone who was working from home. Like, you know how calls get transferred to maybe someone that's at home, and they're like, hello.
Yeah,
I'm like,
what?
I'm trapped in an elevator.
They're like, Kenneth, why are you calling at this hour? I'm like, no, it's not Kenneth, it's Amy, and I'm in an elevator.
Yes, help me.
Okay, hey, Brittany.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Talking about getting trapped, what do you think?
Yeah, so my husband and I moved into a new apartment complex that has a gated parking deck. So I drive into the parking deck, and my husband's outside bringing in groceries, and I park my car on the 8th floor, and I get out, and I cannot find the exit anywhere, like to get out of the parking deck or to get into the apartment. I can't find any doors anywhere. So I'm walking up and down, and I look out over, and I see my husband walking on the sidewalk. So I yell out to him, can you help me? I'm stuck in this parking deck. And he just looks up and starts laughing. He doesn't even try and help me for at least 15 minutes.
And how did you get out?
He finally found the door, but I was just stuck walking up and down this parking deck trying to find an exit, and I couldn't get out.
That Seinfeld episode where they can't find the car, and they're just walking out. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Brittany. Appreciate you for calling.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Brittany in Richmond, Virginia. Let me do another one. Hey, Lauren in Iowa City. And Lauren, let me tell you about Iowa. I love it. I've only been one time. That's one of my favorite places. I love it. It was amazing. Anyway, enough about me. How about you?
So I got stuck in a walk-in freezer at work at Kinnick Stadium, the football stadium in Iowa City. I was catering there. We were doing like catering for the suites upstairs, and I went down to go get something from the freezer, and it sealed.
Oh no!
It's like that Brady Bunch episode where they get stuck in the meat locker, the freezer. Why? So wait, did you worry you were gonna like die?
Yeah, you know that like flight or fight thing. I definitely like went into like this is it. Like I'm gonna die here. Like I kind of just like gave up it had been kind of a while, and I had my phone, but my boss upstairs wasn't answering, so I just assumed that this was how I was going to go.
You couldn't call anybody else?
Yeah, in retrospect, I could have called anybody in the world.
That's my thought was, okay, the boss didn't answer. I call anybody. I just hit numbers. Maybe the elevator guy from Amy's Elevator answered. Kenneth, what? No. I'm trapped in the ice machine. Thank you for your call. Hey, Lauren, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
All right. Bones. They have this service where you can call someone and they come to your house and sit up and they'll give you a massage. And so my back and my shoulder has been killing me. So for the second time ever, I called and I had them come to the house yesterday. They come pretty quick, too. So they pull up and it's always a little weird because they're coming in your house. Not weird for me to come into my house, but I always feel like they're so vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's like a crapshoot. Like, who's going to open the door?
Yeah.
Big, fat, hairy man. You know, seven dudes. Bunch of nuns. You never know who's going to open the door when you go. And you're like, tick, 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 I'm here to rub you. And so I always wanted to just relax. And so I'm like, hey, come on in. You know, what do you need? Just sit up here in the living room, all lit. Have my computer on with my own music, which
all
is great.
Lit.
Yeah. Again, I want them to feel comfortable because I know it's not a comfortable.
Oh, see, I want it dark.
They're just trying to, well, again, I wouldn't mind it dark, but I don't want them to feel awkward.
Got it.
And they're just trying to make a living just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
So they come to the house and I lay down and I get comfortable, put my face into the thing. My shoulders and my back are killing me from boxing. Just fatigue. And I'm not totally used to it yet. So I hear, hey! I'm like, what the? And I'm down. Like, I'm already locked in a position. Burr! And I'm like, what is that noise outside the door? Burr! And I'm like, hey, is there a dog out there? She goes, yeah, I had to leave my dog in the car.
What?
So I get up. I'm like, no, you don't leave your dog in the car. She goes, yeah, I got stuck with him. So I got up 10 minutes in, and I went and got the dog, and I brought it in the house, and I got some water, and I put it on down in the backyard with the back porch. And I was like, your dog's fine. Like,
did they leave the car running?
No, but they left the window down. But I was like, this is not going to happen.
What?
I know.
Yeah, no.
So then I was worried, like, one, is hope the dog didn't escape because it's my fault. Two, I'm just glad I knew the dog was in the van. Like, I like dogs more than humans. And then the massage was fine. It was okay. It wasn't the best. But then she started thumping my toes at the end.
That's weird.
Like, when she was done, she was, like, thumping my toes.
What's that for?
Yeah.
Here's what I think. Some massage therapists just try to do something quirky at the end. So you think you can't figure it out.
Oh. Or like, maybe it's like their signature.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Remember the last time my husband and I got a couples massage, she like pulled on his toes and he loved it.
Yeah, this one thumped my toes and I didn't.
Ew.
But once
I wouldn't either.
A woman kissed me in the forehead.
That's my favorite.
She rubbed my earlobes and went right in my forehead.
So
and I was
weird.
Like, what
and wasn't
is
she
happening?
Really old? Or
no? I don't know.
No.
It doesn't matter. It was dark. But anyway, it was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't have I can't have her again. Gotta get somebody else.
Okay, yeah. Good idea.
The dog thing, though. Yeah, like, you can't leave your dog in a car. You just
cannot.
Don't. Yeah,
no.
Man. Yeah, Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show. I gotta tell you, the fact that that's not still the number one song in country music is kind of a disaster and kind of embarrassing. It outsells everything. It's still played all the time. Like, there should not. All the number ones between when that was number one, they're all fake. Fake songs. Fake. Really. Honest to God. That's the dominating song. There are two, I've said it before, two songs that got just royally screwed by this whole format, Holy and Body Like a Back Road. Mm. That song should still be the number one song. All the other number ones, nope. You know who's legit? Pop radio. They keep number ones for like 10 weeks. Anyway, I don't know why I care so much about that song.
It's good,
not,
that's why.
It's not that song.
Oh.
It's just
the
principle.
Of the song?
No, it's the principle of it.
Yeah.
Number one song should be songs everybody knows the words to and be number one. And they shouldn't just disappear the next week. You don't go from being number one to just everybody drop it all of a sudden. It's stupid. Okay, speaking of stupid, would we like to do a stupid minute?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I feel like I'm in a good place for that.
That wasn't just it?
No, because that was actually...
That's actually a serious... That's not stupid.
Yeah, that was stupid. Hey, Ray, where's my stupid stuff? Upper right. Here we go. I'm colorblind.
Yeah.
And so all the colors, if they're red and purple, they all look the same to me. And Ray's like, upper right, purple, little slider less than red. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what that means. Unless that's like hot yellow, nothing. Now time for the stupid minute.
The stupid minute.
An American Airlines flight was grounded because somebody kept farting and it was really bad.
That is so weird to me.
That is so stupid.
An American Airlines flight was grounded yesterday afternoon at Raleigh-Durham after one passenger's gas was so bad, the other people on the flight were getting nausea and headaches.
What?
Yeah. No other details.
Do they know who the passenger was?
I don't know. That's the thing. I would have just played it cool and been like, oh, totally. Who's doing that? Because in an airplane, you really can't tell.
Yep.
And so I'd have been like, whoever it is, you're stupid. You stink. I think we need to get off. And I would, because listen.
I mean, were they flying somewhere really far? Could you just stick it out? I don't know. Maybe
sometimes you can.
The thing too is, I would have ignored it because the smeller's the feller, like for sure.
No, I don't mean that. Ever
smelt the Delta?
Smelt the Delta. Yeah.
So anyway, okay, now the stupid minute.
The stupid minute.
What were you gonna say?
I just feel like I have questions.
Yeah,
like,
sorry, we ran out of time.
Yeah.
Only 1 minute for stupid stuff.
So we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Garth Brooks was like, "Hey, couple, they just proposed during my show. Come up here," and he paid for their honeymoon.
Chelsea. Where do you want to go on your honeymoon? Where? No idea? Well, I'll tell you what. If you pick Hawaii, Miss Sherwin and I will pay for it, okay?
Come on! That's why it's the greatest ever! Everybody shut up! Like,
so cool.
If only Garth Brooks sang Body Like a Back Road, it'd be the greatest song of all time. That's amazing. That's cool. Garth Brooks is cool. I like... Oh, man. That's all. Anything else? Oh, you want to talk to somebody? Hello, Melanie.
Yes, sir.
Greetings and salutations.
You're going to think this is stupid.
No, come on. I don't think, listen, we're stupid, but I don't think you're stupid. Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
First of all, this is the first time I've ever called a radio station in my life. So, I'm nervous. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know I've been listening to y'all for almost a year now. And in the mornings, and I enjoy listening to y'all, but I've had no clue what any of y'all look like, so I can just imagine in my mind, because you kept saying you were nerdy and all this stuff, so...
What did you think we looked like? So, first of all, we'll start with me. Go ahead. Who do I look like?
A skinny little nerd.
Thank you.
I mean, that's what you described yourself as, so that's what I was imagining you as.
And that's what I look like to you?
That's no.
Oh, I thought you were saying. No, I'm saying like what when you finally saw us. What did I look like?
When I finally pulled up pictures a couple weeks ago, and the reason why I finally had time is because I'm a full time nurse, and then my husband and I run a sawmill on the side, so I never have time for anything. But anyway, I pulled up pictures, and I said, he looks like Clark Kent, Superman. He is not a nerd.
I take it. Yeah. All right. What about Amy? What about Amy?
Amy is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. You should be a model. And Lunchbox, you are gorgeous as well.
Dang. I agree with that.
Dang.
I just wanted y'all to know that you are not a nerdy-looking individual. You look just like Clark Kent.
Hey, all right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you.
All right. How about that call? Man, get caller of the day right there. Give her the award, Ray. Do we have an award?
Yeah.
We do?
We want to give her something?
I mean, we have a box of popcorn. Oh, we just gave that away.
Yeah, never mind.
We have nothing today. All right. This dad's up, and this dad's giving his, hey, toast. My daughter's getting married. It's an amazing day. My son-in-law. I just want to say thank you to everybody. I just want to be struck by lightning.
Stop it.
Wait, what?
Stop it.
Wow.
No.
Stop it. Stop it.
He didn't die. Is that a sign?
He didn't die, but he got struck by lightning. He went to the hospital. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, he got struck by lightning.
Yeah, he got struck by lightning. Goodness. He's up there with the microphone. He's like, I just want to say that I just went. Ah!
Wow. Whoa.
Peace out, homie.
But he lived.
Yeah, but no peace out.
Yeah. Peace out from the ceremony. Go to the hospital.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
We were talking about country summer songs. And I'm telling you, man, that Jake Owen Good Company song is the jam. Like, we should just play it every hour. Because when it comes on... I was looking around the room, smiles on faces immediately.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel the same way? Because listen, we hear songs all the time.
All the feels.
All the songs come on radio. And
yeah.
Once you hear them 700 times, they're all the same. Except a couple. And then they're like, oh, wow, this is a special one. But that Jake Owen Good Company song, I'll turn that crap up, man. I want to be in the Jeep. This comes on. Yeah. Like, Jake should just do all summer songs. That should be his thing. No more sad songs. Just do summer songs.
We're just back porch sitting.
Come on.
Doing some old school picking. Got some brand new strings on my Gibson. Yeah, I play your favorite song.
The Dallas Cowboys, they are number one on a new list of the world's most valuable sports teams. My husband is a huge Cowboys fan.
Cowboys,
so.
Yankees, Lakers all were in the top 10 for American teams.
Yankees
there are a bunch of
two.
Soccer teams in there.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But it made me feel good about all of our Dallas Cowboys merch that we have, like my husband has. It's valuable.
No, it's not.
buying it makes the Cowboys valuable.
Yeah, there's actually much more of it out there. It's not valuable.
Oh.
Yeah.
I misread that.
It's just if you try to buy it, it's the most expensive. It's worth the most.
Ah, shoot.
Yeah. It's okay, though. I mean, it's a cool thing to have.
At least we're investing in the most valuable team.
Yeah, okay.
Or something like that. Okay, Charlie Sheen, he has stopped drinking and become a vegan. It's apparently part of his new holistic lifestyle.
He has HIV. Don't forget.
So I did forget that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's trying totally to be super healthy so his, you know.
His immune system can stay healthy.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So, and
I totally forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you were to say the only celebrity I could think of, is it Magic?
I don't even think he has it anymore.
What? He got rid of it?
Really?
Suppressed.
I didn't know you could do that.
Because you can't get rid of a virus.
I know. They can't find it, though.
Right. I think Bobby's right on that.
They can't find it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's got to be just lying dormant.
Maybe so, but it's the first time it's ever lied dormant.
Wow. But he has the money to eat a certain way and get all the medicine,
absolutely,
work out, and be healthy.
But still, that money and living that lifestyle teaches.
Yeah. And I'm sure that Magic Johnson,
because he's had it since we were...
They study him.
I mean,
yeah,
since the early 90s.
Yeah, and you're right. I totally forgot about Charlie Sheen, but you're right. That's probably why he's doing this whole thing.
Yeah, what else you got?
Okay. Well, speaking of actors that have drinking problems, Shia LaBeouf is insisting, well, at least his lawyer is, that Shia is not an alcoholic because he does not, quote, need to drink. Instead, the problem is that once he has one drink, he can't stop until he's out of control. So, isn't that alcoholism? Is that not? I wanted your perspective on it because you have a lot of this in your family.
The easy answer is yes, it's alcoholism, unless it's not just alcohol he does this with. Like for me, I can't have one Subway sandwich. I have to have 9, and I have to have them 27 days in a row. If it's an alcohol thing and it's really only an alcohol, he just could have an addictive personality.
Because he says he doesn't need it, but if he has one.
In an odd way, I get it.
Yeah.
And he gets in a lot of trouble. And I think he's probably tortured and is a knucklehead at the same time.
Yeah.
And he's rich and young. There's just a lot of factors that go into what we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we give Justin Bieber a hard time. But listen, he was a kid and he was thrown to fame and money and given everything. Imagine being a kid and you have access to everything.
Did you see he got a ticket for driving with a cell phone while talking on a cell phone? Because that's illegal in L.A. And he got pulled over.
I did not.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's easy for us to hate on him because we wish we were rich and famous and be like, man, this kid should just get a grip. He doesn't know what a grip is.
That's true.
He doesn't understand grips.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's a knucklehead. And when you are a knucklehead, you should be punished for being a knucklehead. But he's never had a real life to understand what a real life is. And I kind of feel sorry for him sometimes. And I've said that before, and our listeners just crush me. Like, why would you feel sorry for such a douche? And I'm like, man, it's easy to be a douche when that's not a douche.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quite the douche myself. I'll be honest with you. I don't think a douche makes a bad person. I think a douche just means you think you're probably a little too hot for your pants right now for a second.
And yeah, it would throw a little extra grace their way because it was like they got thrown into his kids.
He doesn't understand.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one douche talking about another. Me talking about Bieber.
I don't think that you're a douche.
You're in the minority.
Oh. The minority.
I don't think it means a bad person.
Right. I know, but.
I just think it's a sense of whatever it is. Mm. But anyway, I do think that I am. Go ahead.
So HBO crashed last night. HBO Now, that is, because Game of Thrones was coming back, and naturally fans were freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch it on regular HBO?
First time I've ever watched on TV, ever in the history
live.
Of that show. First
or,
time.
Not live.
Because
live,
I did not want to have it spoiled. And I'm going to tell you that, and I'm like, oh, I would never spoil a show. In the first 5 minutes of that show, you're mm-hmm. like, oh, we're back. And most, you know, the cool thing now is to go, well, I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. Here's the thing about that. Most people have never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. Most people have never seen an episode of Breaking Bad. They have huge audiences, but they don't have most audiences.
Oh.
The Super Bowl barely gets the most audience. So you're not cool.
I thought everybody watches Super Bowl.
But it gets over half sometimes.
Uh-oh.
So that's most.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Barely gets half. Like half the, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like most. More people than it. Not.
But it's
some
still
years watch the Super
barely
Bowl.
Half of the people.
Game of Thrones, it's the biggest TV show, but most people don't see. A fraction of people see it. Very popular show.
HBO Now was not prepared because they crashed.
And it will be the biggest show, but most people. So people are like, I've never seen. Neither are most people you're standing around.
Well, I've never seen an episode, but I don't brag about it.
Kind of. You're always like, I never seen.
What? I do not do that. I don't.
Douche.
I don't. We need to. Sometimes people don't like when we use that word.
It's after 9. Who cares? I'm going blue now.
Yeah. Keep using it. Do it.
I'm like, I think we already used our quota.
No. Go ahead. What else?
Oh, that's it.
That's all. Those are all your stories?
Well, I had like 4, plus you got the Justin Bieber one, bonus 5. Oh, and I saw that the Eagles performed for the first time without Glenn Frey since his passing, and Vince Gill was there, and
Bob Seger filled in. And Bob Seger came out and filled
in.
That was the big story of it. Do you know who Bob Seger is?
Yeah. Give me a hint, and I'll sing you his song.
Oh,
give me
on.
Like one word.
No, just I wonder. Just name a song.
I do know.
One of them you'll really know. But that's like the really commercial one.
Okay, give me the non-commercial one. I bet I'll know it.
Well, no, you're not going to really know the non-commercial ones.
Come on, Amy, you got this.
I know. I know I do. It's on the tip of my tongue. That's why I need help.
First of all, you would know, just put those old records on the shelf. All-time rock and roll.
Yeah.
Probably his most famous, but not like his most like Bob Seger-y song.
Just take those old records.
This is like a pop song for back then. Because Tom Cruise was dancing in his underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, Against the Wind, like...
Let's go.
Oh.
Like, he has, like...
This is the jam.
Yeah, again. Or, Working on a Night Moon.
Yeah.
I know all these.
Yeah, you would. And Turn the Page. On a cold night. You'd know this one, too.
I mean, the horn sounds familiar.
It's from the 70s, but... No, that's Roxanne you're thinking of. Roxanne!
Some highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
He has a lot. Here I am on the road again. Here I go.
That's a jam.
I'm on the stage. Yeah, I'm good at it, too. It's kind of my wheelhouse.
You nailed it.
It's your wheelhouse, guys.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I do want to mention this, and I'll bring it up more in depth tomorrow. But you know how sometimes, for example, Maren Morris was at my house doing a Bobby cast, and we were talking about, and it just came out in the news again, but months ago, she was talking about how Elton John called her and was like, hey. And she was like, I don't believe it's Elton John. And he's like, I'm a fan of your record. And so that kind of happened. I kind of had a moment.
Oh.
So she had Elton John that called her. But our band, The Raging Idiots, put out Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. And we can't get it out yet. There's some issues right now. Like getting it to the people. But we made this song. And it's called it's a live performance, Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday.
Guess who reached out to me?
Who?
Take a guess. It'll blow your mind. It's very much Elton John to Maren Morris.
Garth Brooks.
Ooh, close. They heard the live version.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so it's for you guys.
It's the Raging Idiots playing it live.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the
John Mayer.
Ooh, you're so close.
Okay.
Lunchbox, take a shot at it?
I already know.
Okay.
Oh, Alan Jackson.
No, it's actually the CEO of Chick-fil-A.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Whatever! What'd he say?
I put it on my Instagram yesterday.
Okay, I'm gonna go look.
It was awesome.
You kept me off of it.
Of what?
I didn't go look. You said don't go peek.
But yesterday you could have looked.
I didn't.
Oh.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
So you didn't watch Game of Thrones, obviously.
No.
You've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
No.
Will you watch the clip of Ed Sheeran just to see it?
No.
Okay. I mean, you're honest. He was on Game of Thrones last night. I was surprised he was in the first episode. Because all of a sudden, they're walking through the woods and there he is.
Yeah.
Like, she's riding a horse, one of the characters, a young girl. And she comes across these men sitting in the woods, and it's Ed Sheeran and some other guys, and he's singing.
For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are warm. For hands of gold are always cold.
But they don't do celebrity cameos on the show.
They just did.
I know. And he was pretty good, but his acting was a little odd. And I would watch him when he wasn't acting, too, and he was a little odd.
Mm.
But good for him. Listen, I'm not hating on him. I just thought they would probably give him less to do.
Maybe just like, hey, just you sing and then do your thing and we'll be done.
Yeah.
Do they give him the role because he's like a super fan, or they just thought it'd be cool to have Ed Sheeran?
I'm sure he's a super fan.
Okay.
And I'm sure that whomever is the showrunner loves
a super
Ed
fan.
Sheeran.
Yes. I would do that too. If I was in charge of stuff, I'd get my favorite people.
Who would you put on there? If you had a show, who would you put on
George
there?
George Strait or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah. Can you imagine George on Game of Thrones? I guess that's not one of my favorite shows, so I'd have George Strait on House of Cards.
You know what, President
Underwood,
President and Miss Underwood.
Yeah,
I'd like to say, if I gotta give you a piece of advice,
yeah,
you gotta have an ace in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Thank you very much. All right, we gotta go. Thank you. We'll see you on Tuesday morning show. Love it that you're here. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Thank you so much. Appreciate you,
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.